Alright, we pretty much just did the hardest Mishnah in the Masechta. Once you pass that, you can now understand the Masechta. And again, even if it's not totally clear at this moment, it will no doubt become much clearer through the many examples during the Masechta. And we just went through all of the examples explaining it. Mishnah Beis will now explain one example. Ketzad Protzer Tzoraseihen. How do the Arayas exempt their Tzoras as well? So for example, Haisel Bitoi, Reuven's daughter, Ayachas Mikol Arayas Elu, or any of the other Arayas which we mentioned, the Suala Ochiv, she was married to Reuven's brother Shimon, Vleisha Acheres, and Shimon has another wife, Chana, Vomeis, and then Shimon died, Kashem Shebitoi Petura, just like Reuven's daughter Dina is exempt from Yebum, Tach Tzorasa Petura, so too her Tzora Chana is exempt. Now they wouldn't actually be exempt totally, unless Reuven was the only brother, in which case there's no other brother to do it. If there is another brother, then they're not exempt, they just can't do it with Reuven. Alright, continues the Mishnah. Holcha Tzoras Bitoi. If the Tzora of Reuven's daughter, so Chana went to Venises Loch Vasheni, and she got married, she did Yibum with Reuven's other wife, Levi, Vloyesha Acheres, and Levi has another wife, Miriam, Vomeis. And then Levi dies, Kashem Shet Tzoras Bitoi Petura. Just like the Tzora of Reuven's daughter, just like Chana is exempt because of the rule of Ne'esra, which in short we're going to call Ne'esra. So again, since the Tzoras Bitoi, Tzoras Erva, since she was forbidden at the beginning when Shimon died, she remains forbidden even when Levi dies, and therefore she also exempts her Tzoras. Kach Tzoras Tzoras Petura, so too the Tzora of the Tzora is exempt. Even if there are 100 brothers, as we explained. Alright, now, what would be a case of the end of the previous Mishnah? Where if the Erva died before Shimon died, then the Erva's Tzoros would be permitted for Reuven, because as we explained, it depends on the time of death. If Reuven's daughter or one of his other Arayas were married to his brother Shimon, and Shimon has another wife called Chana, Mesa Bitoi, Reuven's daughter Dina died, Oynis Garsha, or she got divorced, the Acharkach Mes Ochiv, and then Reuven's brother Shimon died, Tzoras Amuteres, Dina's Tzora Chana would be permitted for Reuven. Right, now we have already mentioned the rule a few times of Kol She'en Oyle L'Yibum En Oyle L'Chalitza, that any woman who is totally exempt from Yibum, because she's an Erva, she is also exempt from Chalitza. Now there are certain exceptions for this. For example, in a case where it is forbidden midrabbonon to do yibum, but midoraisa there's an obligation. So since it's forbidden midrabbonon to marry her, so you can't do yibum. However, you can't just do nothing. She can't go and marry somebody else without having received chalitza, since midoraisa there is a full obligation of yibum over here. So the Mishnah speaks of a case where Shimon is married to Chana, and that is a totally valid marriage midoraisa. A regular marriage, however, as well as that, Shimon is also married to a woman who is under the age of Bas Mitzvah, whose father had died already, and because of that, this marriage is only valid midrabbonon. Now, it happens to be that this woman who is married to Shimon on a midrabbonon level, she is Reuven's erva. Of course, it wouldn't be Reuven's daughter, because that would mean that she still has a father, and the marriage would be midoraisa. But it's still Reuven's erva, a different example, not the daughter. And then Shimon dies. So if the marriage to Dina was midoraisa, this is a regular case of an erva which would exempt all of the tzorais. However, on a midoraisa level, Shimon is only married to one woman, and that woman is not related to Reuven. So there's a full obligation midoraisa for Reuven to perform yibum chalitza on Chana. However, on a midrabbonon level, Shimon is married also to Reuven's erva, and therefore they should be totally exempt. Now, there is no prohibition to perform chalitza, and so that is a simple way of getting around the problem. You can't do yibum because of the dirabbonon, and it could be the dirabbonon there's no obligation of chalitza, but there's also no prohibition, so you should do chalitza to fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa which is upon him, and to free her to be able to marry somebody else. As the Mishnah says, v'chola yechola lemo'ein, if Reuven's erva was able to do mi'un, meaning the marriage is only midrabbonon, v'lo me'anosh, he didn't do mi'un, even at the time of death, he was married to a woman midrabbonon, and that woman is an erva to Reuven. Tzorasa, her tzora choletzes v'lo misabemes, she performed chalitza to fulfill the mitzvah midoraisa, but v'lo misabemes she cannot do yibum because of the prohibition of tzoras erva midrabbonon.